Among all the applications on a mobile phone, there's a good chance a few were created by hackers at a hackathon.
A hacker is anyone that can take limited resources or be in any type of constraint, time constraint, resource constraint, knowledge constraint, and create something from nothing or something from very little.
That was Sabine Ali's life growing up as a child of Pakistani immigrants. She lost her father at a young age.
You know, I lived in a house with a single parent, three kids, and we had to figure out how to do a lot of things on our own.
Ali applied her ability to innovate to her company, Angel Hack, which holds events around the world called hackathons. People with inventive ideas or hackers can attend and write computer programs and code together.
Somebody who works in a larger organization, 9 to 5, building the same app day after day, can come and build that thing that's been keeping them up at night. Or somebody like me who's an entrepreneur who has this amazing idea, I know how to make money from it, I know all the customers and the clients, but I don't have the tech resources to be able to put it together. I needed this type of, you know, outlet and support and forum.
Angel Hack has organized hackathons in 92 cities globally where hackers form teams and compete for the best idea and product.
The week starts on...
A winner from each event is mentored by Angel Hack for 12 weeks through virtual sessions like this as teams try to get funding and turn their innovations into startups.
Nobody from Sri Lanka has been exposed to something like this, and it really grew, we really grew as a team and as people these 12 weeks.
The top teams, including this one from Sri Lanka, are picked for a trip to Silicon Valley, where they will stand in front of hundreds of investors to present their startup.
We actually almost had a culture shock coming here and looking at this big grown-up people's startup ecosystem.
Do you guys mind giving me a very spontaneous elevator pitch?
The open collaborative environment is the defining feature, I think, of Silicon Valley itself. And that culture kind of sleeps in the atmosphere and how everybody behaves even when they're here. For any culture, we've found that once people do become more collaborative and more open with whatever they're working on, it improves their business, and that translates globally.
Among Angel Hack's success stories, one team raised $10 million and two others were acquired by Google. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, San Francisco.